Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a jungle-style switch up inside Ableton Live 12 that feels tight, powerful, and still musical. We want that sweet spot where the drums have vintage soul, the low-end hits with modern punch, and the whole thing is easy enough to repeat in any drum and bass project. If you're new to this, don't worry. We're keeping the workflow beginner-friendly. By the end, you'll know how to make a short transition that flips the energy for one or two bars, then slams back into the drop with more impact. First, set your project up at around 174 BPM. Anything in the 172 to 176 range works for this style, but 174 is a solid starting point. Then create a few simple tracks, drums, breaks, sub-bass, mid-bass, and a couple of FX tracks if you want them. Keeping your tracks clearly organized matters a lot in DNB, because the rhythm gets busy fast and you want your arrangement to stay readable. Now let's build the main drum foundation. Start with a modern drum groove. On a MIDI track, load a drum rack and choose a solid kick, a sharp snare or a rim shot, and some hats. A simple pattern might put the kick on beat 1, another kick before beat 3, and the snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep the hats moving with offbeat hits or a light 16th note pattern, but don't make them too rigid. A little velocity variation goes a long way. This is where a lot of beginners overdo things, so here's the teacher tip. Don't chase power with plugins first. Make sure the sample choice and pattern already feels strong. If the source sounds weak, processing just gives you a loud or weak sound. After the pattern is in place, shape it with a few stock devices. EQ8 can clean things up, especially if the hats or percussion have too much low end. You might high-pass hats around 150 to 250 Hz. If the snare needs a little more body, a gentle boost around 180 to 220 Hz can help. If the drum bus starts getting cloudy, cut some muddy frequencies in the 300 to 500 Hz area. Then add drum bus for some glue and attitude. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and a bit of extra transient can make the drums feel more assertive without flattening them. Follow that with glue compressor if needed, but keep it light. We are aiming for control, not squashing the life out of the groove. If you're only getting 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, that's usually enough. Now let's bring in the vintage soul. This is the jungle part, and it comes from a chopped breakbeat layer. Drag a classic break or a break style loop into an audio track. Turn warp on, and use beats mode so the transients stay tight. Then start slicing the break around the important hits. You don't have to completely rebuild it from scratch. Even just a few well-placed chops can change the whole feel. The key idea here is that the breakbeat should work as a texture and movement layer, not as the only drum source. Let your modern kick and snare handle the weight, and use the break to add grit, syncopation, and that classic jungle urgency. On the break track, use EQ8 to remove low end you don't need. High pass somewhere, around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. Then add a little drum bus or saturator if the loop needs extra dirt. A touch of soft clipping or gentle drive can make it feel more alive. If the break gets too loud, just trim it with utility instead of stacking more processing. Sometimes volume control is the cleanest solution. Next comes the bass, and this is where the contrast really starts to matter. Build two layers, a sub bass and a mid bass. For the sub, keep it simple. A sine wave and operator works great, or a clean bass sample in simpler. Keep it mono. Keep it controlled, and don't add unnecessary effects. The sub should be the anchor. It's the thing that tells the listener where the floor is. If you want the sub to read better on smaller speakers, use a very gentle saturator to add some harmonics. Just a little drive is enough. You're not trying to distort it into something wild. You're just helping it translate. For the mid-bass, use something with more movement, maybe from Waveedable, operator, or a resampled bass sound in simpler. This layer can be more aggressive and more expressive. Add auto filter so you can automate the cutoff and create motion. Add saturator for harmonics, and use EQ8 to tame harshness if it starts getting sharp in the 2 to 5 kHz range. If the bass is stepping on the kick or snare, add compressor with sidechain from the drum bus or kick. That sidechain movement is a huge part of making DNB feel clean and powerful. Now we get to the fun part, the switch up. A switch up is that short section where the energy changes before the drop returns. For this beginner workflow, aim for a 2-bar switch up that's long enough to feel dramatic, but not so long that it loses momentum. To build it, copy your main groove and then start trimming. Mute or reduce the main kick for part of the section. Thin out the sub. Let the breakbeat come forward. Add a snare fill, a reverse cymbal, a drum pickup, or a little impact if you want. The idea is to make the listener feel like the floor is shifting under them. One really effective arrangement move is to keep one anchor element stable. That could be the snare, or it could be the sub. If everything changes at once, the transition can feel random. If one element stays consistent, the listener still feels the grid even while the rhythm gets chaotic. That's one of those tiny pro-level ideas that makes a big difference. Let's talk about timing, because this is where modern punch comes from. Jungle can be loose, but it still needs control. Quantize the important kick and Ser hits lightly, but don't force every break slice onto the grid. Leave some human feel in the break. If a snare is landing late, nudge it slightly forward. If a kick feels dragged, move it a touch earlier. You're not trying to make everything robotic. You're trying to make the groove feel intentional. You can also tighten things by editing the sample envelope in Simpler or by shortening note lengths in MIDI clips. If a drum hit is too soft, try reducing its decay or adding some transient emphasis with drum bus. Small changes like that can make the groove feel much more focused. Now let's make the return hit harder. The best way to make the drop feel big is to create contrast before it lands. So before the return, thin out the bass, reduce the drum density, and cut the reverb tails. You can even leave a tiny gap right before the drop. That little moment of silence is incredibly powerful. When the kick comes back on the downbeat, it feels much bigger than if the whole arrangement had stayed busy. Use utility for quick volume dips and lifts. Use auto filter to sweep the bass down before the drop. If you've got effects, let them swell into the switch up, then cut them away right before the return. That makes the re-entry feel cleaner and more aggressive. Now, here's a simple mix approach so you don't get lost. Group your drums together, your bass together, and your FX together. On the drum group, a little blue compressor and maybe some EQ can help the kit feel like one unit. On the bass group, keep the sub mono with utility, use EQ to clean up the low end, and sidechain the bass to the drums if needed. On the FX group, auto filter, reverb, and delay are usually enough to create movement without clutter. Remember, in DNB the kick and snare should usually be the loudest rhythmic elements. The sub should support them, not overpower them. The breakbeat should be audible, but it should never fight the main snare for attention. If your cymbals or hats start getting harsh, tame the top end a little with EQ 8 around 7 to 10 kHz. Let me give you a few coach notes that make this whole process easier. Work in pairs. Build your switch up against the full drop you already like, not in isolation. If the transition sounds good in context, it's probably doing its job. Zoom out often. A fill can look exciting in the piano roll, but still feel weak in the arrangement. Always check the bigger picture. Trim before you add. If the switch up feels crowded, remove a percussion layer or shorten a bass note before stacking more sounds. Usually, the cleaner version hits harder, and use volume as an arrangement tool. A 1 or 2 dB change on the break, snare roll, or impact can do more than another plugin. If you want to get a little more advanced, try a halftime illusion for one bar. Bass out the kick pattern so the groove feels slower, but keep a busier break on top so the track still moves. Or try a call and response fill, where a break chop answers a snare hit, then a bass stab answers that, then a short silence closes the phrase. That kind of back and forth makes the transition feel very deliberate. You can also flip the bass rhythm instead of just changing notes. Short notes before the drop, a small rest, then a longer note on the downbeat can create a lot of tension with very simple material. Rhythm is often the real secret weapon. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Program a basic kick and snare DNB groove. Add a chopped breakbeat on an audio track. Write a simple mono sub-bass line with just two or three notes. Then make bars 7 and 8 or switch up. Mute the main kick for part of bar 7. Bring the breakbeat forward in bar 8. Add a short snare roll at the end. Thin the bass with an auto filter sweep, then bring everything back hard on bar 9. Keep the processing light. Use EQ 8, drum bus, compressor sidechain, and utility. That's it. The challenge is to make the switch up feel exciting without relying on too many extra sounds. That forces you to focus on arrangement, groove, and contrast, which is really where drum and bass comes alive. So to recap, build a solid modern drum foundation, layer in a chopped breakbeat for vintage jungle energy, keep the sub clean and mono, use timing and contrast to shape the transition, and let the return hit harder by briefly pulling energy away before the drop lands. That's the whole mindset here. In DNB, the best switch-ups don't just add more noise. They rearrange energy. Keep the drums clear, keep the bass disciplined, and let the breakbeat bring the soul. Do that, and your section will sound classic and current at the same time. If you want, I can also turn this into a screen my screen Ableton walkthrough or write a matching MIDI pattern for the drum switch up.